It's time for some fresh air. So start packing, put on some sunscreen, and grab your favorite walking stick. This is WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Here's your host, Steve Scafidi.
Welcome to WTMJ Outdoors. I thought about this as we are putting together our weekly shows for you on the outdoors in Wisconsin, everything that's happening outside. Obviously, as we move to the fall and the winter, we're talking about hunting. And I thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to do a show based on some deer camp experiences. We had a lot of great guests on the first few months of the program, and I thought we'll revisit some of those. I'll tell you some stories as well. So we're going to revisit the stories of deer camp as told by the guests on the program on WTMJ Outdoors. Always want to thank our sponsor, Outdoor Living Unlimited, for helping us do this show and making it all possible. And I always want to remind people that if you have a story, deer camp or otherwise, just send it along to steve.scafidi, 2F1D at WTMJ.com. That's steve.scafidi, 2F1D at WTMJ.com. When you talk about deer camp, and it's a phrase that's used a lot when we're talking about the fall hunting tradition, fall winter hunting tradition in Wisconsin. And I wrote this in a story the other day that when we talk about gun deer season specifically, we're talking about 600,000 hunters taking to the woods in Wisconsin all on that Saturday morning before Thanksgiving, that weekend before. Weather could be cold, could be warm. We've had every kind of meteorological situation on opening weekend of deer camp. You never know, but it's always a moment where hunters, whether it's friends, family, neighbors, relatives, come together celebrating this annual tradition. And I thought, let's do a show where we kind of talk through some of the stories and traditions of that great opening weekend in November in Wisconsin. We'll start off with Dean Bortz, joined us on the program a few episodes ago. He'll tell us his story of deer camp. I am always fascinated by people's deer camp stories or how they celebrate the opening of deer season, especially gun deer season, but certainly all of the associated seasons that have now expanded into all kinds of youth hunts and all those other things that we do here in Wisconsin. What's your deer camp story? What do you love about deer camp?
Well, it's the company. You know, it's sharing the time with friends and family. The last few years, we have a bunch of friends get together at the hunting shack in southern Ashland County, and we shake dice and play cards. And the ages range from, 7 years old. Well, actually, she would have been six last fall, six up until, well, hell, I'm probably the oldest one, so over 60. and my granddaughter cleaned us out last fall, or right. opening night, Friday night of the opener. She cleaned us out. She had to go to great grandma's house the next day and get a little change purse to hold her winnings in.
I love that.
And we always cook something up. We got a guy, a buddy we call Uncle Piggy. He brings mac sticks, venison sausage, cheese. I mean, we got Stephanie usually makes a pot of chili. We have that on the wood stove. So it's just a lot of guard playing, shooting the breeze, talking stupid or smart, pull up a couple of stumps, you know. That's most recently, years ago, we traveled to Portage County. Mm. Just east of Stevens Point, little town of Rochelle. We hunted down there for, seven, 8 years. Similar, though, opening night, night before opener, just get everybody together and telling stories and talking about folks who aren't there anymore. Just a lot of good times and memories.
That's the one thing that I always think about, because, God, when I started hunting with my dad and I was probably 12 or 13, all those faces, some of them were family, some were just people that hunted. But we had, upwards of 20-some guys hunting at one point. Now we're down to what I call the final four. My dad's 89 still goes up, and then my brother and our friend Ron. It's sort of an evolution, and it's one of the things I worry about in our situation. But I know some camps are flourishing and still have a lot of folks. We actually partnered with a neighboring camp to sort of bring in some new people. I love the fact that you do what you do, but I want people to be able to find your great work. We're talking to Dean Bortz, who's the editor of Wisconsin Outdoor News. How can they find your publication?
Well, the easiest way is to go on our website, Outdoor News. I think it's outdoornews.com. I just have it logged in, so I never have to remember. I think it's outdoornews.com. Yeah, you can go on there. And like I mentioned earlier, we have newspapers in 7 states. I happen to be the editor of the Wisconsin paper. So if you go on the website, you'll see a tab where you can click on whichever state you're interested in, and there's a way to subscribe on there. Or we're at all the sports shows throughout the winter, or like we were just at the Waterfowl Expo a couple of weeks ago. So people will see our booths there, and they'll be able to talk to some of our folks. I usually get to 1 or 2 shows in the winter, and so I always look forward to talking to the readers there. It's just fun to hear what they've got to tell me.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your stories. Dean Bortz, editor of the Wisconsin Outdoor News. Thanks for joining us on WTMJ Outdoors.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks to Dean Bortz, editor of Outdoor News in Wisconsin, sharing his deer camp stories. Lots more to come on today's special deer camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited on 620 WTMJ.
Back to WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Thanks for listening to WTMJ Outdoors special deer camp episode. I talked to Dan Trewicki on a couple episodes on WTMJ Outdoors. He's from Southeast Wisconsin Bow Hunters. He told me about his deer camp experiences. The excitement of deer camp is interesting, but a lot of people have never experienced that. So I have, and you have. For someone who hasn't gone through that, just walk people through what that feels like, because it is sort of a unique gathering. You mentioned old friends. I still hunt with my dad, who's 89 years old. That's yeah, part of this experience.
Well, it really is, and we laugh about it when I talk to non-hunters or different people, and it's like we get up way before daylight. And not that we need to. Some of the places, like, we'll walk to some of our stands from our house, but it's like you always got to check the weather. Which way is the wind blowing? What is the temperature? How are we going to dress? Where are you going to sit? And it's all these same rhetorical questions that get asked every morning over coffee. And it's just about bonding and being with your friends and experiencing something that is just so pure and honest and joyful, I guess.
As somebody who works with a lot of other bow hunters through your organization, what are some of the things you want people to know about safe bow hunting? Safety is a big thing, and we do pretty well in Wisconsin. We keep our hunters safe. That's something that we're always thinking about. Thanks to Dan Trewicki from Southeast Wisconsin Bow Hunters for sharing his deer camp story. Next up, Jared Larson from the company Onyx Hunt, doing some great things with technology and your deer camp. We joined Jared on the program in a recent episode of WTMJ Outdoors. Here's his deer camp story. I've been talking to a lot about with hunting guides and hunting just hunters in general, and one of the things I've been asking about is their favorite thing about deer camp or their favorite deer camp experience. Do you have one?
Oh, 100%. You know, I grew up in steeped in the Wisconsin gun hunting culture. My dad and his twin brother, they're in their 60s, and I think they're on something 44 or 45 consecutive years of having camp in northern Wisconsin there. And I just love getting together with the people. Growing up, our Wisconsin gun camp was never steeped in big bucks. It was steeped in the camaraderie and enjoying times with, dad's brothers, uncles, cousins. And so really just getting to spend time with folks that are important to you. Of course, I think everyone goes through different phases of life. And I certainly had phases whereas like all I cared about was shooting a deer, and then it was getting a deer bigger than the last deer, and eventually it kind of climbed to finding mature deer. But as I continue to get older, it's much more about the time spent with people that are important to me, a dad, a brother, a really good buddy. And so I think one of my favorite memories was that very first year of gun season when I turned 12 and I could have the rifle in my hands. And I remember clear as day, you know, sitting out there with my dad and shooting my first buck. And those are things that I can't wait to do with my future kids. And I mean, even just sharing those opportunities when introducing a new hunter, you know, there's been different points in my life where I've taken somebody out that, you know, whether they hadn't ever experienced success or it was one of their first couple hunts, you know, carrying on that tradition through others is a powerful thing. And yes, it eats up your time and your energy, but at the end of the day, you look back on those very fondly and knowing that you sparked a passion for somebody else to carry on that hunting tradition.
I love it. And I still hunt with my dad in deer camp, and he's 89 years old, and I've been doing that since I was, I think, 13 or 14. So I share that experience.
And that's one thing, you know, not to get morbid here, but you never know when your last camp might be, given a dad or a brother or anybody. You know, life is not to be taken for granted. Obviously, there's car accidents that happens every day or this, that, or the other thing. But that's something I've tried to live by, especially in recent years, is really prioritizing the camps with the people that matter most, because you just never know when that last deer camp might be with that dad, that brother, that grandpa, that uncle, whomever it is that's important to spend time with for you.
Jared Larson, Onyx Hunts, great technology apps for making your hunting experience even better. So thanks for sharing his stories on our special deer camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors. After the break, one of my coworkers who is a big-time hunter and sportsman in Wisconsin, Darren Mejia, joins us to talk about his deer camp experience. You're listening to a deer camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Welcome back to WTMJ Outdoors, deer camp special episode of WTMJ Outdoors. All right, so he's been on the show before. Darren Mejia. I always say that name. Am I saying that name right?
Mejia. Mejia.
Yeah. What's the ethnicity of that name?
Polish.
Polish. Yeah.
I think it was probably chopped off at some point.
It was a lot longer point. But you're not here to talk about your ethnicity or any of that stuff. You're here to talk about deer camps because that's the episode today. All right. One of the reasons I want to talk to you is because you have a sort of a special version of a deer camp. Most of the people I've talked to on the show today have the gun deer season opening weekend version of deer camp. But you sort of do it a different way. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I think what's kind of unique about our situation and the group of guys that we've been hunting with a very long time is that deer camp, it really starts in the spring when we are up for spring turkey, because we've got a lot of different variety of wild game that we go after on our property. But starts in the spring, and then it continues in summer while we're cutting trails throughout the woods.
Set the scene. Where are you at? What's your cabin like?
We're north of La Crosse in Ettrick.
Okay.
So
small town.
Small town, yeah. And it's the valley that we're kind of in. There's only a handful of landowners that own a couple thousand acres of land.
Wow.
So it's kind of nice.
Private?
Private. And it is a we don't have a cabin. We've got a camper set up there, and there's a couple other guys that over the years have kind of built smaller little shacks that they kind of stay up in. And it's we're not roughing it, but it's not your typical, you know, homestead.
So if it starts in spring, and do the campers stay there year round, or they just come in?
Yeah, we keep
year round.
Yep.
I'm sure you, as you say, you probably tricked them out. So now you have, like, you know, awnings and all the other stuff and, you know, stuff so you can sit under when it's raining, because it does rain in Wisconsin. So if it starts in spring, how does it evolve throughout the summer? Because, like, maybe there's fishing or eventually the fall for the hunt season.
Yeah, so we're the farmer a couple of years ago actually introduced a. He would alternate, like most farmers do, you know, corn, soybeans. So that went on for a number of years. So what he ended up doing a couple of years ago was planting wildflowers on a couple hundred acres that he had.
Wow.
So that was a 7-year program through the DNR. But when we start up in the spring, we're either getting our trails ready or getting our food plots ready for where we want to plant those. And that starts, like I mentioned, like kind of after turkey season, right before summer, and then we're continuing to kind of work up there, clear trails, cut trees, do everything that we can to kind of get ready for bow hunting starting in, you know, early September here.
Yeah. So tree blinds, ground blinds, what do you do?
Everything. We've got hang-on stands. We've got the last couple of years we're implementing some more permanent blinds on some food sources there. But, I mean, it's hang-on ladder stands, ladder stands, and then some new kind of permanent blinds that we've set up.
So when I hunt, I'm hunting outside on the side of a ridge in just a simple sort of a timber ground blind. Freeze my butt when it's cold and sweat when it's hot out. So your experience, do you have the heated stands? Do you have all that stuff?
I think some of the older guys tend to go.
I think you just called me old, but no, let that go.
You're good. The some of the older hunters, they'll get the blinds, and I mean, the last couple of years I've kind of just sitting on the side of a tree out in the elements.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. No.
It's the other thing about that I always thought was funny with deer hunting is, you know, I've seen some of the best deer hunting while I'm cleaning out another deer, and this massive buck would be like right next to me. It's like, how did that happen? It's sort of the coolness of the hunt. Who do you hunt with?
My dad introduced it to me, obviously, when I was a kid, and there's about eight other guys that are up there consistently.
Same
which is
guys
great.
Every year?
Yes. Yep. Which has been awesome. And I've grown up with them, and I've been going up there since I was 8 years old. It's been almost, you know, three quarters of my life I've been going up there, and it's a truly special place.
Let's talk about gun deer season, because that's sort of the big one, and that's when 600,000 plus hunters hit the woods, and all the Quick Trips are super busy, and everybody's bringing their stuff and their favorite bakery and all that stuff. So describe your gun deer season deer camp experience.
Well, it's kind of nice too, because we get together with a group of guys that's across the street as well. One of the guys owns a tavern in. It was in Ettrick. Now it's in Pigeon Falls. Hillbilly's Bar and Saloon. Give a shout out.
Hillbilly's Bar and Saloon, in not in Ettrick. Where is it?
Pigeon Falls.
Pigeon Falls, Wisconsin.
Shout out. But he doesn't necessarily go out and hunt, but he'll have all the guys in the area over, and he cooks a nice meal, and we can after the long day, and we spend all day on opening day, unless obviously somebody gets a big one, and we tend to be a little bit more selective the first day where we're at.
We generally have a turkey dinner Saturday night. Friday night we always get, just like you, we get together with a camp next door to ours, Nate Van Zeeland, who is from Appleton, and then we all do, last year we had spaghetti, or he'll do fish from, he'll fly in fish because he's got some friends who are really connected as far as the West Coast of the United States. Any tradition with food or anything at the camp?
Not, I wouldn't say a tradition, but I mean, I think one year what we ended up doing was one of the guys stayed back and we actually smoked a half deer and a whole turkey.
Wow.
So that was the guy, he was there for 12 hours while we were out in the woods, and we came back to
I've never had smoked venison.
It's great. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
I imagine it would be, yeah. So we talk a lot about the hunting experience, obviously, and you're skilled. You've been all over the place hunting. But one of the things I love about deer camp is the camaraderie. We play cards. Some of the places play dice. You know, some of the places do other crazier things than that. What do you guys do for fun?
Because it's a pretty large group that we don't necessarily play card games right there, but always it's a guarantee. Doesn't matter if it's turkey season, it's early bow or gun. It's like my dad and I will always play cribbage before we go to bed.
Nice.
We play between six to ten games probably, and they get a little bit.
Who wins? Usually.
You know, it's probably split 50-50, I'll be honest, yeah. Over the years. But he still has it.
All right. So you talked about all the pieces of the puzzle. What's your favorite thing about deer camp or the hunting experience?
I think it's just being with the guys. It really is. It is a great, great time to get everybody together. And because all the people that come up to our camp, we're not necessarily close to them nearby. So we get to see them for only those couple times a year where we're up there working on the farm. And so that it really is good just to get together and see the guys that you don't get to see very often.
It's interesting you said that, because I was at a wedding recently and I said, wow, I only see you guys weddings and funerals, but the other time I see them is deer camp.
Yeah.
So it's sort of that, it is that coming together, especially for gun deer season. But I love the fact that you guys are sort of diversified. And it doesn't surprise me, because you're a true sportsman, and the conversations I've had with you here at work, you really, really celebrate the outdoors. And that's the epitome of what we're trying to do in WTMJ Outdoors. Darren Mejia, have a safe hunt, whatever that means for you. Enjoy deer camp. Thanks for joining us on WTMJ Outdoors.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Lots more to come on WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited on 620 WTMJ.
Back to WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Welcome to WTMJ Outdoors, our special deer camp episode. Now, I know this next individual very well because he's the hunter, along with his crew, that hunts right next to us in Waupaca County in central Wisconsin. Nate Van Zeeland is his name, and he joins us on WTMJ Outdoors. All right, so I have been talking to a lot of folks about their deer camp experience. I've been to your deer camp, and it's one of the best I've been around in all the years I've been hunting. But let's just start with the general stuff. Why is a deer camp such an important piece of the hunting experience?
I think, for me, I can only speak from my experience, but it goes back generations. My grandpa, and we have pictures of his deer camp on the wall at my own. This is something that they did corporately together, where they would drive from northeast Wisconsin way to the Northwoods and set up a 2-week camp together, typically a group of men. And then they would hunt together and probably celebrate a little bit together and then come home together and process the deer. And really what we're doing now is kind of a continuation of that tradition.
When I tell people that we love hanging out at deer camp, they go, well, why do you, like, you hunt, but like, what does that mean exactly? And I know what it means because I've been doing it since I was like 12 years old with my dad right adjacent to your property. It's sort of that coming together, and one of the favorite parts of our tradition, as yours as well, is the Friday night get-together before gun deer season starts early Saturday morning. Tell people what that's like, because I really enjoy it. It is that coming together of generations, experience, stories, great food, a few old fashions, whatever your drink of choice is. That's sort of the cool part.
Absolutely, and for me, especially as I've gotten older, Steve, I would say that deer camp has less and less to do with deer than it with the social aspect. And I'm not even talking about, when I was younger, when imbibing was a little bit more important to me.
Right.
These days, I just look forward to being together with people who mean a lot to me. And you've been to our camp, and we always really look forward to when your truck pulls down the driveway. We look forward to it every year. We typically have a campfire going, and we all kind of catch up on the last year's events. And it's almost like we didn't even have a year of space in between. We pick up right where we left off, and we always look forward to that conversation. And inevitably, we start talking about the good old days and the ones that got away and the ones that we got. But ultimately, it's just a group of individuals getting together and enjoying some together in the woods and away from electronics, which I think is increasingly important.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's now a 3-generation camp. I've got my dad there, which means a lot to me, myself, and my son, who's 15 years old now. All three of us have been together for several years, and I'm really excited this year because my brother's son, who's going to be 10, is going to be joining us.
Nice.
And for me, it's the multi-generational aspect of kind of passing along traditions. I think increasingly as society has strayed further and further away from the outdoors, I don't think it's been healthy for us as a society, and I think it's important that we still have a foot in the outdoors and appreciate how traditional food gathering was done to gain an appreciation for what we see at the grocery store, quite honestly.
Nate Van Zeeland joining us on a special Deer Camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited. The one part that when you were talking there, I was thinking about it, is sort of that coming together. And it is the only time in the year that I see you and your guys. But yet it feels like like you said, there's like no time has passed. It's like, right. Boy, that didn't seem like a year ago. And that's sort of the wild thing about especially gun deer season. A lot of these people, at one point, we don't see that often. At one point in our camp, we had probably 20 people, and some of them have passed.
Mm-hmm.
There's that generational piece. Some of them have gone on to their own deer camps, which is also very cool. How about a favorite story from one of your deer camps or something that sticks out to you?
Oh, boy. So, I had several iterations of camp. It used to be going up to my uncle's very more rustic cabin up in northeast Wisconsin to my dad's property up in Eagle River, and now since 2013, I believe, at my place in Waupaca County. But as far as a top experience for me, I would have to say it was the COVID year, whatever year. Actually, you and your camp, especially with your dad being older, you guys had decided not to go up that year.
Yeah, it was 2020. Yeah.
2020. And so we did go up, not all of us, but many of us did. And for me, that will be a year that stands out for a number of reasons. Number one, after going through the COVID experience with isolation, it made me appreciate society and social structures even more, and getting together corporately and celebrating events. I think that's a basic fabric of our society that's eroding. And so the fact that we were able to get together and enjoy that time together, I especially appreciated it. It was the first year my son Owen came up, and he had a blast. And so that was the first year it was three generations, my dad, myself, and my son. And then perhaps most importantly, my dad's best friend in the world, who was terminally ill at that time, mm-hmm. was able to come up that Friday afternoon and spend some time around the campfire with us for several hours. We knew his time on earth was short, and that was his last deer camp. He didn't spend the night. His significant other brought him out there to spend several hours, and that was Mark Tatro's last deer camp. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that Friday of 2020 is one that really stands out for all those reasons.
Well, Nate, we'll see you in a couple months. A month and a couple weeks. Always looking forward to the Friday night get together. You'll have a special guest, not me, coming to your deer camp this year. You can say who it is.
Paul Smith.
Yeah, great. I just had him on a recent episode. I had a bunch of episodes on WTMJ Outdoors. He's going to join you and then tell the story. And I've been to your camp. It's one of the better ones. So deer camp celebrated in the grandest style, which for me is not fancy stuff. It's just the traditional, and that's what you do so well. Thanks for joining us on WTMJ Outdoors.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Steve. Can't wait to see you and your crew.
All right, lots more great stories coming up on our special Deer Camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Welcome back to WTMJ Outdoors special Deer Camp episode. I am so excited to share these stories with all of you because we know it's hunting season across Wisconsin, and deer camps are a big part of that story. Who better to talk to than Ron Weber, a journalist, also Wisconsin DNR forester, who's written about deer camp. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right, so you have written essays on this stuff. You're a guy who loves to write about the outdoors. So we got a few minutes here. Share your deer camp stories, or your sort of the essence of deer camp as far as a journalist covering that great piece of Wisconsin, sort of Americana, really, just how we celebrate the deer camps in my favorite hunting season of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, deer camp can mean slightly different things to different people. There's a lot of different forms of deer camp, but across the board, it's that gathering for those, you know, nine special days every year in November, and you know, we can put aside our daily lives and just go and drive life into a corner, basically simplify it to its simplest terms, really. All we really care about what the next day weather is going to be and you know, how if we got any tracking snow. And so it's a really good time because you can kind of get out of your normal day-to-day life and just hunt. And if you can do that with a camp full of like-minded folk, it just makes it all that much better.
So I saw your essay called, it's a couple years old now, but it's right on point, A Place Called Deer Camp, Wisconsin Cabins Transformation. For those listeners out there who have never been to a deer camp, as surprising that may seem, describe the transformation. Describe what happens as you and your hunting colleagues all participate.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. As I describe in the piece, you know, for most of the year, it's just our cabin, you know, a family cabin that we gather there for fishing and just recreating, swimming, whatever. But every November, you know, when the cars start showing up and the members start showing up, you know, and this is a little pretty modest cabin on Lake Namakagan up by Cable, Wisconsin. the cabin really starts to fill up. Everybody finds their own little piece of real estate in the cabin to stake out as their own and put all, store their gear there. And the camaraderie, starts almost instantaneously. Some of these people, maybe we haven't seen throughout the year at all. Others we've seen more frequently. But we all come together there, and the tales, the stories, the traditions just all kind of cut across. You know, it can make the years go away as you spend more and more time with these people at deer camp. All the years you spent there with them, you just retell and reshare those stories year after year.
I got to ask you, Ron, about, and this is sort of a goofy question, but the tradition of deer camp also involves food. We do like a turkey dinner, full turkey dinner on Saturday night of opening weekend. Do you do anything interesting on the food side of things?
Not super interesting. I mean, everybody brings a meal. So everybody brings something to provide for everybody else. The only real tradition is my one brother got into it probably about 20 years ago, where he actually does a full-blown Thanksgiving dinner. Partly he did that just so he could get in and watch some football games.
Right.
That was his excuse to cook the Thanksgiving dinner. But it became a tradition that he takes off early, goes out, and goes back to the cabin and starts cooking his Thanksgiving dinner. Some of the guys might go ice fishing if there's ice that day. It's a little bit of a take the foot off the gas for deer hunting day. You know, it's kind of a some people, me and my one brother, we are pretty diehards. We go out and hunt all day on Thursday, but some of the other guys take it a little easy. But that's our food tradition, I guess. Thanksgiving dinner over the last 20 years has become a tradition for us.
Ron Weber, he's a Wisconsin DNR forester, also a great journalist on the outdoors. You can see his work at wisconsinlife.org, especially an essay that he wrote a couple of years ago called A Place Called Deer Camp, Wisconsin Cabins Transformation. Ron, thanks for joining us. I always want to share these stories. I'm going to make it an annual tradition as we celebrate hunting season in Wisconsin, especially deer hunting season. And I appreciate you coming on WTMJ Outdoors to share all of your wisdom, your expertise, and your great journalism with us.
Very happy to do so, Steve. Thanks a lot.
All right, lots more to come on WTMJ Outdoors special deer camp episode right here on WTMJ.
Welcome back to WTMJ Outdoors, presented by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Thanks for listening to a special deer camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors. As we all head to the woods in November, that weekend before Thanksgiving, as the start of the gun deer season. You can have deer camp in bow season as well, but it's sort of the annual tradition. It's the big time of year when 600,000 hunters in Wisconsin, some even not from Wisconsin, so we have out-of-state hunters as well, come to Wisconsin, set up their camps, get ready for the hunt, which starts on that Saturday before Thanksgiving. So I take the story back to when I was about 12 years old. And my dad, who had hunted on the family land, Scafidi land, my Uncle Sam Scafidi, who owned a car dealership in Stevens Point, my dad hunted there for many years in the 60s. And I was probably 12 years old, so about 1970 or so. My dad offered a chance for me to go up. And it was one of those, it's like a rites of passage, right, where you sort of get to do the cool thing. And for me, it was experiencing that hunt and what it felt like. I had taken hunter safety classes, which is something I still encourage people to do because it teaches you the basics of sportsmanship and hunting and how you can be safe in the woods, know your target and beyond, treat every gun as if it was loaded, all of those things that are important lessons to be learned when it comes to guns and hunting. So our deer camp is set up about 30 miles east of Stevens Point, a little bit west, a little bit north of Big Falls, Wisconsin, Waupaca County, which my friend Paul Smith, outdoors editor at the Journal Sentinel, always tells me is the most populous deer county in the states. Well, that didn't work out so well last year when I saw no deer on opening day, but it's generally a pretty good experience for me. So going all the way back to the 1970, 1971, 72, my experience was more, watching the elders of the camp, my dad, my Uncle Sam, family friend, the Egg Life family, sort of do their thing. And I know from experience and watching them that they were expert hunters. They were sharpshooters. They could really, really hit their targets, which is something you want to be good at when you go out on the hunt.
So we had some basic beginnings. We had like a little gazebo where we slept, and it was sort of an interesting situation because it was a roughly put together gazebo, outdoor gazebo, and then a few trailers that sort of camped around the property, which is about 120 acres or so along the Little Wolf River in Waupaca County. And depending on where you were on the level of hierarchy where you slept, it was either really cold on the on the floor, really hot on the top level, so you could be experiencing 80-degree heat or 50-degree heat in a sort of a wood burner stove situation. But I'll never forget the weirdness of just either being really cold or really hot in the same evening in a little gazebo that was heated by a wood burning stove. So that was sort of my first recollection. The other part that I really enjoyed was we had a family friend, John Repon, who has since passed, who did a lot of the cooking out there. And over the years, he would host mega banquets for our deer camp. And it was incredible. We'd have charcoal turkey dinners where he'd cook them over an open flame. We had a massive, massive beef roast and venison and all the fixings. And at one time in the probably 70s, almost to early 80s, there was probably 20 people at our deer camp. That was like the high point. My cousins, uncles, friends and family. Obviously my brother, Dave, who still hunts with me on that same land today. And we would gather and share stories. And, you know, basically the cool thing about deer camp is it's for a lot of people, it's really the one time of year where you all gather. Because all of us now where our lives are scattered. My brother Dave lives in Florida now, and other people have since passed. It's the gathering point. It's the shared meals. It's the shared stories. It's the old fashions. And for my Uncle Sam used to, I think he made me my first Brandy Manhattan. And his mix was different. It was almost a half vermouth, half brandy mix, which is, as a former bartender, it's pretty crazy, but that's how he liked them. And it's that shared experience, I think, that makes deer camp so exciting for people, and it's the camaraderie, it's the shared stories of what you saw in the woods on the first day. How many bucks did you see? How many does did you see? Where did you shoot that buck? What time was it? You know, helping people drag the deer out of the woods. All these stories were shared, and it's part of the experience I think that makes Wisconsin's annual gun deer season so significant in the state. And it's not just that. Deer camps bring people together, but they also have a chance to talk about other things besides deer and the deer hunt. You share political stories. You share funny stories. You share family stories. What's so-and-so doing now? And that gathering over a gun deer season and in deer camp is such a cool thing that I think it needs to be celebrated, needs to be appreciated. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to do a special deer camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors today. As you get ready to start your plans for your deer camp this year in Wisconsin. Remember a couple things. Local businesses, the gas stations, the folks who make homemade bakery, even the Amish community in Clark County and parts of Wisconsin where they're making a lot of extra stuff for the hunters in the woods. Shop local. Local cheese companies. I know there's a place in Waupaca County that we always stop at on the way into the deer camp. Give them your business. Help them thrive in a time where the economy can be tough. But first and foremost, I want you to be safe in the woods. I want you to have fun and share those stories. And remember that some of the faces you see now, you won't see in 10, 20, 30 years, because I've had those experiences. My Uncle Sam used to own a Ford dealership in Stevens Point, passed far too young in his 60s. And I still see his face, and I still remember the stories that he told, his great experiences in his life. Obviously, I still hunt with my dad, who is this year going to be 89 years old, which is sort of incredible. He's still there with us. And all of the faces that aren't there any longer who made our deer camp so special. So remember those people as well. So give them a special blessing as you share a meal and share a drink, a toast to all the people that you hunted with and you remember so fondly as you celebrate the gun deer season and deer camp in general in Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to a special deer camp episode of WTMJ Outdoors. Always appreciate your comments and feedback. You can share them with me at steve.scafidi, 2F1D at WTMJ.com. Send your comments, send them along. And if you have a guest suggestion, send them along as well, because a lot of our episodes, a lot of our shows are featuring guests that you recommended. You're listening to WTMJ Outdoors. sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited on 620 WTMJ.